You are in so much trouble.
Don't worry, I'm sure we can get this all sorted out quickly.
Not if he's actually as pure as those hero types claim to be.
He just needs a bit of love, that's all.
More like a draining session from yours truly.
I'm sure he'll be very nice to us, isn't that right, darling?
All right, I'm starting to get bored with all this talk, human. Just confess. We know you're a hero.
We heard you were heading our way. You were very brave to come here by yourself.
Foolish is more like it.
Oh, don't be like that, baby. You're just gonna make this harder for yourself.
Who cares? Now we get to have fun with him until he confesses. Ooh, he flinched.
Of course he did. You practically jumped on his lap.
Looks like we got a blusher on our hands.
He's just a little nervous, that's all.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I like it when they squeak.
I love how soft and gooey they get. Oh, sweet human. I can't wait to make you melt.
Are you hiding any wards under there? No charms or armor. If I get burned because I grab something while I'm removing your shirt, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
I'm sure he's fine. They would have confiscated any contraband while we were being prepped.
I'm holding you to that.
So crude.
I'm not trying to lose more energy than I gain. Bet this one's gonna break before I get enough energy to last until dinner.
He's ours until our shift is over. You know humans are sensitive about their abilities. Don't be mean.
Oh, I'm sure the big, strong hero can take it. Isn't that right?
The heroes of old are gone. The new ones are just poor boys that were fed lies.
Far as I'm concerned, that goes for every age of heroes.
I don't think so. There's truth in some lies. We were at war with humans, after all.
Oh, this little exchange just proves that humans always think something's wrong.
I thought you were tired of talking.
Fine then. I guess I'll have to interrogate the prisoner.
Allow me.
Ugh, that's boring and so inefficient.
Boring to us, perhaps, but it can be quite exciting for beings who aren't used to magic. As for efficiency, I just convert the fabric into mana.
Oh my God. Whatever.
Maybe he's scared of what will happen if he confesses.
Or maybe he's just a dirty masochist who thinks the fun will end if he coughs up the truth.
He doesn't seem like a masochist to me. The prison guard said he was absolutely terrified. They had to use magic to calm him down until we got there. You wouldn't remember that, human. We like to zap away memories if they're uncomfortable. It isn't invasive. We just focus on memories where we detect high levels of stress and remove them. If you think back, you'll probably remember you just waited in your cell until we arrived.
Invasive.
What's so funny?
I'm about to break his brain by sucking him off, and you worry about being invasive?
Despite your harsh words, at the end of the day, it's all pleasure. Just rest your head on my chest, okay, sweetheart?
Don't baby him too much. This is supposed to be an interrogation. Remember?
I haven't forgotten.
Good. I worry about you sometimes. Oh, fuck yeah.
Look at her go. Sometimes I forget she's such a youngster. Of course, those times are only when her mouth is too stuffed full with cock to talk. That's the human's job, isn't it? How you doing, baby? Don't worry, darling. I've got you. Just relax. That's right. Everything's going to be fine. Shh. She's being really rough with you. I think I upset her a bit. Sorry about that. It does feel good, though, doesn't it? Surely the initial shock has worn off by now. Don't pretend you aren't enjoying this, at least a little. How quick and deep she takes your cock. Her tight throat is probably squeezing your tip like a vice. We usually tease our prisoners before this part, but it appears having two succubi for one prisoner can make us greedy. No, no, shh, shh. Don't struggle. You'll only hurt yourself. I vouched for you, you know. When it comes to heroes, even self-proclaimed ones, not that you are. It's common practice to use paralysis magic on them, but you were already so stressed. And these days the title of hero bears little weight. Especially once the people saw through the lies of the Order. I didn't see a need to put you through any of that, so please. Sweetheart, stop resisting and just enjoy yourself. I want so badly for you to just rest your head on my chest. There's no need for all this stress. There you go. Good boy. Here, you deserve this. Is he too much for you, dear?
Your fucking kiss threw me off. I had a thing going, and then you flood his body with your natural fucking charm.
I didn't do anything of the sort. I just helped him relax. His nerves were probably what kept him from coming immediately. Don't take that personally, darling. Succubi like her generally prefer multiple orgasms in a short time. They love to toy with human stamina.
I think what she's trying to say is that the only thing between teetering on the edge for hours on end and spraying more cum than all of your ancestors combined, it's all in the personality of the succubus. Hags like her, you know, just tend to take more time.
And brats like you don't know the difference between overstimulation and actual intimacy.
Oh my god. Whatever. It's your turn to play with him, you old crone.
Are you going to take my place behind him, imp?
Well, I guess that depends on what you're going to do with him.
I was thinking of using my hands.
Right. I'll get behind him since I know how much you like to hang on your partners.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, sure. Sure. Anything for you.
You look nervous, sweetheart. Something the matter?
Are you intimidated by her? Or do you just not like the idea of me being out of your line of sight?
Don't worry about her, baby. You just keep your eyes on me. Do you like it when I move close to you like this? I've had a lot of practice. I don't even need to see what my hand is doing to know the perfect way to please you. That way I can lean in real close and use my other hand to tease your skin a little.
You like that, don't you? You shuddered the moment my warm lips touched the nape of your neck.
You look so adorable. I can feel you trembling under me.
I think he's gritting his teeth.
Is that true, honey?
Oh, don't be naughty. I know you're trying to stifle your moans.
Don't try to hide those moans from me, baby. I'll just have to tighten my grip a little bit.
See, human? You can't resist a succubus, let alone two of them. It would be better for everyone if you just... if you just submit now.
Isn't it nice to not have to hold back your moans? Your body's responding. It's acknowledging your surrender.
Oh, but it's good to surrender. You like to be dominated, don't you?
No more of this hero nonsense, hmm? You want to live like this, among monsters.
You want to be used. Speed means absolutely nothing, human. She is in control of your orgasm.
She's right. You're gonna have to convince me you're a good boy if you want to come.
Oh, no. He's a bit flustered, isn't he? Oh.
You are, aren't you? All you have to do is tell us what we already know.
Why don't you go on and tell us you're a hero? We already know where you came from. This whole thing is just a formality.
A bit of a tradition, really.
Just how many heroes do you think broke from the touch of a succubus before you? I'll give you a hint. It wasn't a hero of the order that ended the war.
What was that, darling? I couldn't quite hear you.
Ooh, the human says he's a hero.
Good boy. Now come for me. Come for me. Come for me.
Oh, look at you go. It's like a fountain.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
So, what now that we have his confession?
You know the rules.
There are a couple rules about captured humans, and every time I try to use one of them, I end up getting reprimanded for being too aggressive.
Yes, but those rules are for normal humans.
Ooh, you have my attention.
The laws about what to do with captured heroes are mostly outdated. It's really up to us.
Oh, really? Exactly what can I get away with here?
Village law says humans are supposed to be rehabilitated, but hero law trumps village law. It comes from the Demon Queen.
How about you skip the lore and get to the part I'm actually asking about?
So basically, we have the power to mind break a hero if he's deemed enough of a threat.
A mind break? Like make him come until he can't think straight anymore?
Well, the law wasn't changed when Gertrude the Lips of Storm basically gave that one hero a lobotomy through her lightning suck.
Oh, shit. Wasn't she, like, court-martialed?
And the punishment was to get the hero fixed up, which she did.
So, were you thinking of maybe, oh, I don't know, double-teaming him into a state of madness or something like that? I don't know.
More along the lines of the twin Lilim's Gambit?
Oh my god. Boring.
Do you have a better idea?
I do, actually. How about a little competition?
What kind?
The one where we make the human cum his brains out.
Our methods are different. How can we tell who wins?
How about through semen amount? Since we can control the amount of cum produced by either creating multiple regular orgasms or one long, extreme orgasm, we can be able to tell who the better succubus is by quantity of cum produced.
Interesting. I like it. Okay. I went last. It's your turn.
Right. Get him out of that chair.
And put him where?
Oh, I don't know. How about he rest his head in your thighs? Or something like that.
All right.
All right, so let's make this even. Both of us naked, no clothes. Just pure aura.
Oh, you think my hag fashion sense is better than your imp fashion sense?
Mm-hmm.
You can use magic.
You're only digging yourself deeper. The more annoyed I get, the harder I go.
I think the human can handle it. Here, sweetheart. Rest your head on my lap. There you go.
All right, human. Say goodbye to your cum. Let me just slide on in.
You're really doing a number on him.
Oh, are you getting scared?
For him, yes.
It's fine, he's enjoying it. Just look at his face. You like every time I slam my hips down? How does it feel? No matter how empty your balls are, you somehow manage to shoot out more ropes. Don't think. Just come.
Well, it's okay, baby. I know it's intense, but I'm here.
You know that you're fucking helping me win by doing that, right?
I just want to make sure he isn't getting too scared.
Why?
Humans aren't cattle. They have hopes and dreams. Like monsters do, they feel like we do. Just because we're stronger doesn't make them any less important. The point of our lives isn't to simply force a human to come. It's to make them feel pleasure. That's the difference between intimacy and aggression. What's wrong?
I think I would like to see you go.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we switch up.
How are you feeling, sweetie? Don't worry. I promise I'll be gentle. If you're scared, just hold my hand. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you come just from putting it in. I don't know my own strength sometimes. Don't worry. I'll go slow. How's this for you?
Oh my god. It looks like he's in a trance.
Soft and gentle goes a long way. Especially when the human is already tired out. Sometimes the best pleasure you can give to a human is when they're on the verge of unconsciousness. They get so sensitive and tingly. And they're a lot clingier.
You like clingy?
It means they love you. They don't want to live without you. That's why I spend my nights at the rehabilitation center. Most of the boys there just haven't met the right monster yet. You'd be amazed by how many troublemakers just don't have someone there for them.
You have that look in your eye.
What look?
The look you get when you're about to let your emotions dictate your actions.
I've just never had the chance to claim a hero.
Your tattoo is glowing as well. You're gaining power from going so slow?
I'm gaining power from all the pre-cum I get by going slow. It may not have as much survival energy as semen, but it still feels it still feels lovely.
So you're like suckling on him then, I guess?
I suppose I am.
You're taking a good amount. Are you trying to knock him out?
He's had a long day. And I would like to end his interrogation on a good note.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's working. I've seen were-sheep who struggle more than you.
Don't fight it. Just close those pretty eyes of yours. Shh. 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 Don't worry, baby. I'm gonna take good care of you. I'm gonna keep you. You can even see my partner. I think she's finally coming around.
I just felt like giving you a chance. That's all.
Well, so you don't want to see him.
I didn't say that.
I'll just sap a little more energy from you, okay? Slow your breathing for me. Take nice, deep breaths. Mm. Is it chilly for you? Here. Let me use my wings to keep you warm. There you go, baby. Shh. Just rest. Good boy.
God damn. He is out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll go tell the chief that we got a confession. I think you're gonna have to tell her yourself that you claimed him.
I'll be there in a little while.
Take your time.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a good boy today. I don't know what drove you to being a hero, but I promise I'll give you enough love to make up for it. And then some. I love you, darling hero. Sweet dreams.
Mm-hmm.